Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 39, today, under clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 28 tonight, mainly clear. Highs level off around 42, tomorrow, mainly clear. Partly cloudy and dry, Saturday and Sunday, low 20s, Saturday, mid-teens, by Sunday. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly gave her State of the State address to the state legislature as of last night, talking on her priorities for the upcoming 2025 legislative session. Again, talking about her number one priority with Medicaid expansion, which according to Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins, says that it's another no-starter for the state legislature this year.
I mean, the governor's going to push for it. Guarantee you she will. I expect her to, and she expects me to push back and say no.
That audio from KSN News, where Governor Kelly did, however, say there are other issues that Republicans and Democrats can get along with and focus on some of those priorities.
We want to continue to focus on economic development. We have historic record numbers of dollars coming in and jobs coming into the state. We want to continue to build on that because that has allowed us to do everything else that we've wanted to do, which is to fully fund our schools, fully fund our transportation program, expand broadband.
Mid-America Network News.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
At Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino, we know the holiday bills can pile up. That's why we've blown the budget on random rewards cash for you in January. 6,000 in random rewards cash every Friday. And double the pleasure on Saturday. With 12,000 in random rewards cash. That's more than $70,000 in cash in all this January. Earn entries with your Seven Clan players card on all your favorite games. Follow us on Facebook to see who claimed the latest life-changing jackpot. And come win in January at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
The Harvard University Joint Center for Housing Studies has released their latest report showing the burden that Kansans have in the state when it comes to rent and housing costs and cost of living. As KSNT News reports, according to the latest study from the Harvard University Joint Center for Housing Studies, they say that homelessness has increased near 18% across the nation year over year, with a near 40% increase over the past 4 years alone, and saying in the state of Kansas, half of renter households have been burdened, with the share of severely burdened renters in the state rising from 24% in 2019 to 27% in the year of 2022. According to the study, the state of Kansas overall ranks 33rd in the nation for severely burdened people for the year of 2022, with the state having slightly lower percentages of burdened people than the rest of the nation. The most burdened state was Florida, which had 31.4% of their population as severely burdened. The burden rate in Kansas has grown from 2001, where 19% say they were severely burdened, to 2022 at 23%.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the city of Kimball, Nebraska says that they are applying for a loan of over $5 million to help finance a new wastewater treatment facility improvement project in the community. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, they say that the city is seeking the 40-year loan of more than $5.8 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development, and said in order to deal with this, that utility rates would have to increase in the community in small increments over the next 3 years, with a statement from the City Board of Public Works saying, quote, "We are working at increasing rates this year by $2.25, next year at $2.50, and by 2027, seeing rates increase another $2.25. According to the city, they say they were looking at alternatives like pumping through neighboring towns of Scottsbluff or Sydney, but came back with estimates of more than $20 million for those projects as they are looking to upgrade some of the facilities within the city. Mid-America Network News.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday with a brief meeting prior to executive session to discuss non-elected personnel. A budget meeting was set for February 3rd at 5:30 at Fire Station. A water leak on Elm between 9th and 10th Streets may be repaired Friday, weather permitting. A semi struck the 10th and Sutter Street traffic signal, which was turned into insurance. Recent vandalism was reported at the Blue River Ferry Trails Park, with four-wheel drive ruts left on the levee. Cameras may be used to monitor the site. Informal discussion as to extending types of animals allowed within city limits on a parcel 2 acres or more was held after a request to consider 4-H animals by a resident. Following a recent proposal for 12th Road improvements in East Marysville, consensus was to prepare a bid packet that could be submitted to contractors for consideration. Aaron Westbrook's appointment as city prosecutor was approved, and new city attorney Luke Sunderland of Sabetha introduced himself. An email sent to council members regarding conditions at the Elm Street apartment complex in Marysville had been reported to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, who had advised that a city housing ordinance needs to be in place in order to take further action. The city attorney outlined a minimum housing code currently in place and that first steps in a legal action were being taken. The city administrator spoke of various agencies involved and stated the contact has been made with management. Code revisions may be necessary going forward for this level of a problem. Concern with enforcing snow removal from sidewalks within 24 hours of a snowfall was mentioned, and property owners are reminded to be aware of the issue. Concern was also expressed with vehicles parked on city streets that hinder snow removal. Adopting an odd-even system of parking was discussed. The matter was referred to the street committee with input from the street department. The Marysville Advocate reports that Jerry Zias plans to resign as Blue Rapids mayor effective January 15th. Upon acceptance, Council President Doug Weitzel will assume the post and would appoint a council replacement. Zias has served as mayor 5 years, reelected in 2023. He recently also resigned as director for Marshall County Partnership for Growth, citing health reasons. Prairie Hills USD 113 School Board meeting Monday accepted the retirement resignation of Superintendent Todd Evans effective at the end of June. Prior to serving the past 11 years as superintendent, Evans was Sabetha High Principal for 15 years. Site council meeting is planned at Valley Heights Thursday evening at 6 to highlight recent grant updates and security measures. The meeting is open to public, parents, students, and the community. A public meeting in Frankfort to discuss water and sewer increases and proposed projects is set for Sunday, January 19th at 2 p.m. at the Ed Center in Frankfort. 50 years ago, a marker was placed at the Irvingtown site southeast of Blue Rapids, noting the community which was moved when Tuttle Creek Reservoir was established. Lori Parker was among those who were residents, and she was a recent guest on our public affairs program, recalling the final days and the commemoration. The entire conversation is available as a podcast on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
He said tearing down the Thompson house was an experience. Dad, uncle, and cousins all working Saturdays and Sundays for the fall and the winter. There was enough salvage from the house to construct a big part of our new house. I remember how vacant the city was while we were tearing down the house. There were no businesses left in town. Many of the houses were gone or being demolished. It was just a vacant area where a city had only 2 years before. And now all that remains is a marker where a city used to be and memories of those that lived here because the last folks moved out in 1960. There are not many memories left. And so that is the post office marker that we were talking about before. And they have usually a notebook, and people write stories and tell who they were related to. It's pretty fun to go down and read what people have written in the notebooks.
Higher Learning for Adults. Library U at the Marysville Public Library will feature a program this Thursday, January 16th at 12:15. Skincare of the Ancient World will allow you to make your own skincare using oils and spices of the ancient Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans. Bring a lunch and a friend and enjoy Library U, Thursday, January 16th. Free program at the Marysville Public Library begins at 12:15. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fish sandwich, baked sweet potato fries, coleslaw, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, beef stroganoff, garlic bread, salad, and peaches. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s, then clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Still staying sunny and warmer as we head into Friday with our highs in lower to mid 40s, then staying mostly cloudy and much cooler into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Sunshine as we head into Saturday, but cooler with our highs in the mid to upper 20s, and partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows just above zero. Sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper teens. Then staying very chilly throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows just above and below zero. Staying mostly sunny as we head into next Monday with our highs in the mid to upper teens, then partly cloudy skies over Monday night with our lows just above and below zero. Some sunshine continues throughout Tuesday, cooler with our highs in the mid-teens and lower 20s, then mostly clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. A bit warmer on Wednesday, sunny with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 68, the average low 18, the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunsets this evening at 5:29. 31 degrees doesn't seem too bad for a start. Temperatures actually rising overnight. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 16th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are you feeling under the weather? Did you get a cut that needs quick care or need a same-day appointment? At Sunflower Medical Clinic, we're here for you Tuesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is Crystal Lease, and we're ready to offer you personalized care, even if we're not your primary provider. Call us today or search us online. Personalized medical care you can rely on with Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Some NBA history made last night. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Clippers embarrassed the Nets. They beat them by 126-67, a 59-point win. Largest win in franchise history, the Nets' largest loss in franchise history. The game, mind you, was tied at 21 after the first quarter. Largest win in NBA history for a team that was tied or trailing at the end of the first. As for the Lakers, they snap a three-game skid with a 117-108 win over the Heat. Tyler Hero, 34 in the loss. Warriors grab the lead in the final minute of their game thanks to, well, you know.
Inside to Looney. Looney dribbles it out to Curry. Pump fake. Flyby. Three ball. Got it! Oh, the net barely even moved. Curry with a pure shot from the left corner, and he claps and pumps his fist.
95-7 the game. Steph Curry with 31. Golden State gets back to 500 with a one-point win over the Wolves. Houston now 15 games over 500. Rockets beat Denver 128-108 for their eighth win by at least 20 points this season. Jalen Green scores 34 and didn't play in the fourth quarter. Hawks never trailed in beating Chicago 110-94. Bucks blow out the Magic. They win by 29. Knicks in overtime win over the Sixers 125-119. Celtics, who went in as a 13.5-point favorite, lose to Toronto by 13. Women's basketball teams will finally be paid for playing games in the NCAA tournament each March, just like the men have for years. The plan for the women approved Wednesday at the NCAA convention. Women's hoops Wednesday, top-ranked UCLA beats Penn State. Bruins are 17-0. Number 6, UConn by 26 over St. John's. On the men's side, number 2, Iowa State, 74-57 over 9th-ranked Kansas. Cyclones' 12th straight win. Number 6, Tennessee pulls away in the second half and beats Georgia. Vols are 10-0 at home. Texas junior quarterback Quinn Ewers declares for the NFL draft.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with 4 shrimp after you've already given away 3. But that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
Mudeikis basketball tournament continues in Beatrice with girls semifinals for Diller Odell versus Johnson Brock this evening at 5 in the auditorium. Diller Odell boys meet HTRS at 8:15 this evening at Beatrice Middle School. Couple of makeup games tonight, Valley Heights at Frankfort, Hanover at Blue Valley. In our broadcast features Friday, Marysville at Wamego live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington entertains Lynn live on FM 95.5 Friday.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures were higher overnight after the S&P turned in its best daily performance since November. The index added more than 1.8% on the day, while the NASDAQ soared almost 2.5% Wednesday. The Dow Jones soared 700 points to close at 43,221. You can credit a fairly tame inflation report for Wednesday's stock market rally. The year-over-year reading on consumer prices, excluding food and energy, was down from November. Jeff Bezos and company this morning have branched out from space tourism into the satellite cargo and astronaut transport business. It came with Blue Origin's launch of the massive new Glenn rocket from Florida Space Coast just after 2 this morning. The Biden administration is suing Southwest Airlines over chronically delayed flights. The Transportation Department accuses the carrier of operating unrealistic schedules and disrupting passengers' travel. The lawsuit seeks civil penalties. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday morning to you for the pre-Friday celebration. Market's opening up here in just a little bit as we go into another day of trading. Yesterday, we wrapped up with things mixed on the board for the grain market, mostly higher in the livestock is how we finished off. Grain market especially had a bit of a roller coaster of a day. Wheat market was pretty steady. Soybeans, however, they were back and forth, wrapping up mostly lower on the trading day yesterday. We'll see if that continues on to today. March corn, though, was pretty steady at the end of trading, with March corn finishing yesterday 4.25 cents higher, finishing at 4.78¾. May corn up by 3¼ at 4.88 even a bushel. Kansas City wheat, they were down yesterday at the end of trading, with March down 3¼ cents at 5.57½. May KC wheat was down 2¾ cents at 5.67½ cents. Looking at your oats market from yesterday on a Wednesday, March oats finishing 4.5 cents down to 3.49¾. May oats were down 3 pennies at 3.59¼. In the soybean market, mostly lower numbers there again after some of the back and forth trading yesterday. But they did wrap up in the red with March down 4¾ cents at 10.42¾. May beans were down by 6 pennies at 10.55¼ cents. Soybean meal for March, they were in the red as well, down 3.80 at 3.02 even, with the May soybean meal down 3.80 at 3.09¢. And the soybean oil for March was in the green by 5 pennies yesterday, finishing at 46.27. May was down at in the green by 3 pennies at 46.67¢. In the canola market, we saw mostly lower numbers there for a Wednesday, with March canola down $11.50 at $6.30.10. The May was down by $11 even at $6.39.80. And the cotton market had some mostly green numbers yesterday,
finishing with March cotton up 27 cents at 67.77. We'll see what's in store today for a Thursday. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. African swine fever is not currently in the United States. However, it is in other parts of the world. K-State swine nutrition veterinarian Jordan Gebhardt explains research he has been a part of that has looked into different ways of being able to detect ASF. He discusses detection testing options.
The sampling device that's used to collect the sample, very quick and dirty. That cotton can be found at any pharmacy. Phosphate buffered saline or PBS is readily available as well. So in a disease outbreak situation, we can move very quickly. There are some ways we can improve it with some other more complicated sampling devices. A sponge stick, for example, which is widely used in the food processing industry, can slightly improve the diagnostic sensitivity. So it depends on the goal. If we're in a disease outbreak situation where we only have readily available resources available, we know that that gauze cotton technique can work very well. If we're in a research setting and we really want to maximize our ability to find a sample virus, if it is present, we have some techniques that are a little bit more complicated to apply in the field, but for a research setting can be very applicable as well. So altogether, there's a few different options is what we found within the research, but collectively, this information allows veterinarians, producers, as well as our federal diagnosticians to best pick the tool from the toolbox to meet the goal of what they're trying to accomplish.
He says how the results from this research could be used in the future.
Currently, we're not doing any routine testing of shipping containers from areas that are affected by ASF. We bring containers, feed ingredients, trucks into the U.S. from those areas. We're not currently doing any routine monitoring to see if those surfaces do have ASF present or not. But in the event that our federal partners decide to look into that a little bit further, we've refined and we've optimized the techniques to give the best diagnostic result we can.
Gebhardt shares what value his work has for Kansas and U.S. swine producers.
If ASF were to be detected, we would be able to rapidly deploy this technique to understand what current biosecurity practices are limited or what are the ones that we would stand the most benefit by implementing. So it's more of a preparation, and in the event we were to have ASF, using these techniques, we'd be able to respond much more rapidly and hopefully much more effectively to ultimately limit the impact and spread of this very devastating virus.
That was K-State swine nutrition veterinarian Jordan Gebhardt on new ways to detect African swine fever on surfaces and why it is important for producers in the United States and abroad. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, 11:30 start with 2,500 head of early consignments, including 34 black, 4 to 9-year-old cow-calf pairs, calves are 10 to 40 days old, 30 black, 4 to 9-year-old cows calving now, 43 F1 black and white face broccoli face replacement quality heifers sell at noon, they're weighing 600 to 700 pounds, 8 Red Cross steers weighing 300 to 500 pounds, 18 black steers and heifers at 4 to 6, 18 weighing in at 4 to 650. 50 black Charolais cross steers and heifers weighing 400, 800 pounds. 38 Hereford steers and heifers 4.5 to 6. 50 mostly black steers and heifers 475 to 6. 12 black steers and heifers 5 to 6. 21 red steers weigh 5 to 650. 17 black and red steers and heifers at 5 to 650. Another 50 in the same range. 50 black steers and heifers at 5 to 7. 35 black and Charolais steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7. 50 Hereford and black and white face steers weighing at 5 to 7. 8 black steers at 5 to 7. 30 black steers and heifers 5 to 7. 50 and a lot of 20 in that same range. 60 black steers and replacement quality heifers weighing 5 to 750. 38 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 750. Lots of 75 black and steers and heifers at 5 to 8. 30 mixed steers and heifers 5 to 8. 18 black steers and heifers 5 to 8. 50 mostly black bulls and heifers 5 to 9, 70 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 7, 40 black heifers 5.5 to 7, 12 black steers and heifers weigh 5.5 to 7, 40 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 8, 80 red, black, and Charolais steers and heifers weigh 5 to 8, 50, 25 Black steers never 6-7. 40 red steers weighing 6-7. 13 black steers never 6-7. 17 weighing 6-7.50. 48 weighing 6-8. 35 black steers never 6-8. 90 weighing 6-8. 42 red Angus steers weigh 6-8. 35 Charlotte and black steers never 6-8. 55 black steers never 6-8. 29 black and red steers never weigh 6-8. 165 black steers and replacement quality heifers at 6-8.50. 120 Charlotte steers never 6-50 to 8-50. 33 black steers weigh 7-8.25. 55 black steers never 7-8.50. 108 weighing 7-9.50. 8 black and red steers 7-8.50. 200 black mostly steers nevers weigh 7-50 to 8-50. 20 black steers at 8-8.75. 60 black heifers 8-50 to 8-75. 60 red Charlotte cross heifers 8-50 to 8-75. And 60 mixed steers weighing 9 to 9-50. Those early consignment listings for an 11:30 sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Is it possible for animals to get frostbite? Absolutely. We have some safety tips next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 16th, the 16th day of the year. Actress and dancer Debbie Allen has a birthday, and Prohibition began in America on this day in 1920. Animals may be more suited to the outdoors than us, but even they are at risk of frostbite and sub-freezing weather. If your pet experiences frostbite, the affected tissue turns bright red to pale and then black. If a paw or limb is frostbitten, soak it in a bowl of warm water, then dry gently. If an ear is affected, soak a cloth in warm water and wrap the ear. When drying, don't rub the area, but pat gently, then seek veterinary care. How do you know when it's too cold for your pet? Experts say the rule of thumb is if it's too cold for you, it is too cold for them. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY and 31 degrees this hour. Highs around 40 today. Middle 40s couldn't be out of the realm on Friday, but look out into the icebox over the weekend as a Siberian cold front approaches.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Jayhawks ended up falling on the road last night as they headed out to Iowa, taking on the number 2 Iowa State Cyclones. As the Jayhawks ended up falling 74-57. It was a rough night for the Jayhawks as they ended up going 24-59 for field goals, 5-16 for their three-pointers, and even 4-11 for their free throws. They went into the half last night down 42-30 and didn't make up that momentum in the second half either. Zico Mayo was the top scorer of the night, putting 17 points on the board with 36 minutes of play and one rebound. DeJohn Harris Jr. had 8 points on the board, with Rylan Griffin having 7 points. The 12-4 Jayhawks are now set to play again on Saturday as they head back home, taking on the Sunflower Showdown with the Kansas State Wildcats at home. That tip-off coming up on Saturday at noon. With the loss, the Kansas Jayhawks have fallen to the number 6 spot in the Big 12 Conference, sitting 12-4 for their overall record, 3-2 in conference play.
Mudeikis basketball tournament continues in Beatrice with girls semifinals for Diller Odell versus Johnson Brock this evening at 5 in the auditorium. Diller Odell boys meet HTRS at 8:15 this evening at Beatrice Middle School. Couple of makeup games tonight, Valley Heights at Frankfort, Hanover at Blue Valley. In our broadcast features Friday, Marysville at Wamego live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington entertains Lynn live on FM 95.5 Friday.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call. B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome to the TVL Rundown. As today we will be joined by Jesse Sternad, sports director of KR92 in Belleville. As Jeff, Jesse, and myself will be chatting Twin Valley League tournament play upcoming in Frankfort. Gentlemen, let's start with the girls' side of the bracket. Centralia Lady Panthers come in as the one seed and probable favorite in this tournament. Who's your guys' team that will hopefully take home the title and then a team that can also make some noise?
Well, yeah, in this case, I can call Centralia my favorite, and the way they whooped on Clifton Clyde, they're kind of the dark horse in this one. So, yeah, I can go ahead and be the homer that I am for that and call it good.
And I agree wholeheartedly with the Centralia pick, but it's so good up top, and that Valley Heights team is getting much better, and I really think that they could storm away with this. I look for more of the middle of the week games to be closer than a championship. And that's kind of how the TVL goes, because one team is just hot the whole week. And we have to find out who that hot team is.
Shifting our attention to the boys bracket, Hanover, Axtell, and Centralia are your top three seeds in that order. I think my pick to come home with the tournament for the third straight year is the Axtell Eagles. Where are you guys looking on the boys side?
I'm waiting to use a meme to describe Jack Skocny, because it's three straight games this season with 34 points going into the tournament. It's five games total that he's scored 30 plus. So they're my outside shot to win it, because, again, this Clifton Clyde team, but around 500, they lost to the three seed already in Centralia. Didn't look like, though, that should have been a loss for the Eagles, just a bad night for them. But can Jack Skocny do six in a row with 30-plus points? Maybe. So if he does that, can they beat Hanover? Possibly. Or who knows? Blue Valley gets the better of them as they played a tight game. But again, then in this one, my favorite, of course, the Axtell Eagles. So Fly Eagles for me in this year's boys TVL tourney.
And Max, I've got to go with you on as far as winners. I saw the Axtell team here just about a week ago now. They were all over it. By the way, Eli Brockschmidt had one heck of a week. He eclipsed the 1,000-point mark, and he put up 35 again against Lynn several days ago now. So a pretty good week for Eli Brockschmidt. Hopefully he didn't peak too early and leaves nothing left for the tournament, but I don't think so. This is a DNA-ridden team in Axtell. They know what championships are like, and they're searching for another one this week. With this pick, I am going to get absolutely slayed by one of you. I like the Clifton Clyde Eagles. I think, yes, you do have a point. Jack Skocny has been on it and has not gotten the respect that he deserved out of this entire league. I think Skocny has that team going, and there's just a lot of Jimmys and Joes on that team that are really, really talented, know their basketball. And when you have that intelligence, that can take you a long way.
You can find our entire Twin Valley League tournament preview online at kndyradio.com underneath the sports podcast tab. And stay tuned as Twin Valley League action takes over KNDY Monday from Frankfort. You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
Pairings released Wednesday for the Twin Valley League basketball tournaments, tipping off Saturday at Frankfort. Top three girl seeds with first-round byes are Centralia, Hanover, and Clifton Clyde. Top three boys seeds with first-round byes are Hanover, Axtell, and Centralia. In the girls' division, Donova West is fourth seed, Lynn number five, Valley Heights six, Blue Valley seeded seventh, Axtell eight, Washington County nine, Frankfort 10, and Onega 11. In the boys' division, Clifton Clyde is fourth seed, Blue Valley 5, Frankfort 6, Lynn is 7 seed, Donova West 8, Onega 9, Valley Heights 10, and Washington County 11. Three rounds are set for Saturday play, and beginning at 10, games at 11:30 and 1. Play continues Monday as KNDY picks up live coverage with four rounds beginning at 3:15. Consolation bracket tip-offs Thursday and Friday afternoons next week precede the semifinals at 6 and 7:30. Finals a week from Saturday, January 25th, begin at 10 a.m. Consolation games are set for 2:30 with the girls' championship at 4 and the boys at 5:30. KNDY will team with BVTV for live continuing coverage from the tournament in Frankfort beginning Monday afternoon. Brackets updated at our website, kndyradio.com. Marysville boys are the number 6 seed and face 3rd seed, undefeated Rock Creek Tuesday afternoon at 4:45, tipping off the annual Thunder Classic at Nemohall Central High School in Seneca. Another undefeated, 2nd seed St. Mary squares off with Holton in the early game at 3:15. 4-5 seeds Troy and Jackson Heights are at 6:15. Top seed, undefeated Nemohall Central hosting Hiawatha in the late game Tuesday at 7:45. Semifinals then next Thursday with the finals a week from Saturday. Brackets posted on our website at kndyradio.com. Marysville versus Rock Creek Tuesday afternoon, tipping off at 4:45.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 39 today, under clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 28 tonight, mainly clear. Highs level off around 42 tomorrow, mainly clear. Partly cloudy and dry Saturday and Sunday, low 20s Saturday, mid-teens by Sunday. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 32.